Then Shaykh Fawzan, hafidhullah, he brings a small heading here, anwa'ul ibadatu allati amara Allah biha wa adillatu kulli naw'. The types of the worship which Allah has commanded, and the proof for each type. Then he brings a continuation of the speech of the author, Shaykh al-Islam. قال ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى الخالق لهذه الأشياء هو المستحق للعبادة وأنواع العبادة التي أمر الله بها مثل الإسلام والإيمان والإحسان. He said, Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, may Allah the Most High have mercy upon him, said, the creator of these things, he is the one who deserves worship. And all the types of worship which Allah has commanded, such as al-Islam and al-Iman and al-Ihsan. Shaykh Fawzan, hafidhullah, he commented upon this by saying, the Shaykh, having explained that the Lord, he is the one who deserves to be worshipped, and having used his saying, He the Most High, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, the ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, having used it as a proof for this, then he used as evidence the speech of Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, in his explanation, his tafsir of the ayah. And he wanted to make clear the types of ibadah, the types of worship, and the proofs for each type. The ayah commands with ibadah, with worship. So then he wanted to explain what is worship, what are its types, and the proofs for each type. So al-ibadah, worship, and Shaykh Fawzan here, he brings the definition of ibadah, worship. He said, so al-ibadah, worship, in the language ibadah, it means at-tadhallul wal-khudu'. It means humbling oneself and submission. And from it is the saying, tariqun mu'abbad. You can say in the language about a road, it is a road which is mu'abbad, a well-trodden road, meaning trodden down through being walked frequently upon. Then Shaykh Fawzan explains, and ibadah is of two categories. This word ibadah, worship and servitude, is of two categories. The first category is ibadatun 'amma li jami'il khalq, servitude which is general to the whole of the creation. That's the first category of ibadah, servitude, which is general to all of the creation. None of the creation escaped this servitude. Servitude which is general to the whole of creation. All of them are ibadullah, slaves of Allah. The believer and the disbeliever. The evildoer and the hypocrite. All of them are ibadullah, slaves to Allah. Meaning that they are under his control and his overwhelming power, and that it is obligatory upon them to worship him, he the perfect and most high. This ibadah, this servitude, is general to the whole of the creation, their believers and their disbelievers. All of them are called ibadullah. All of them are called slaves of Allah, meaning that they are creatures created by him in submission to him, No one from them can escape his grasp and his sovereignty. Just as he the Most High said, In kullu man fis samawati wal ardi illa ati ar-Rahmani abda. Surah Maryam, the 19th Surah, Ayah 93, with the explanation, All those in the heavens and the earth will come to the Most Merciful on the Day of Resurrection as a slave. Sheikh Fawzan said, This covers everyone who is in the heavens and the earth, the believer and the disbeliever. All of them will come on the Day of Resurrection in submission to Allah, the Perfect and Most High. None of them has any share along with Allah, the Perfect and Most High, in His sovereignty, in His mulk. So that's the first type of ibadah, servitude, which is general for all the creation. Then Sheikh Fawzan mentions the second category. He said, the second category, ubudiyatun khas bil mu'mineen, is worship and servitude particular to the believers. Just as He the Most High said, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا Surah Al-Furqan, 25th Surah, Ayah 63, with the explanation, And the servants of the Most Merciful are those who walk upon the earth in humility. And the Shaykh Fawzan continues to give further ayahs with this second meme. So it's important that we always distinguish between these two meanings when we see an ayah for the light. What is the meaning of the ubudiyah here? The servitude which is general to the whole creation, or the particular servitude, the willing servitude of the believers. So then he mentions a second evidence with regard to this particular worship. Worship particular to the believers. Servitude and worship particular to the believers. He said, He the Most High said, Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Surah Al-Hijr, the 15th Surah, Ayah 42, with the explanation, You have no authority over my servants. The ayah, where it's being quoted, what Allah the Most High said to Iblis, with the explanation, You have no authority over my ibad, over my servants. Then the Shaykh said, Satan said, Illa ibadaka minhum al-mukhlasin. Surah Al-Hijr, Surah 15, Ayah 40. Same surah, two ayahs before, Ayah 40, with the explanation, Except for your chosen servants from them. Sheikh Fawzan said, This is ubudiyatun khasa. This is particular and specific servitude. And it is the servitude of ta'a, of obedience, and of at-taqarrub, drawing closer to Allah, by means of Tawheed. Then the Shaykh said, And al-ibadah, worship in the legislation. So now he gives the definition in the Islamic legislation. What is meant by ibadah? What's meant by this term? He said, The scholars have differed with regard to its definition. Meaning, they have differed with regard to the wordings which they use to defy to define it, but the meaning is one. I mean, when he says the scholars have differed, I mean, they haven't disagreed about the meaning of ibadah. They've just differed in the wording which they use to explain it. Whereas the meaning of what they're saying is one and the same meaning, even though they use different terms. He said, So from them were those who say, al-ibadatu ghayatul dhulli ma'a ghayatil hubb. Some of them define ibadah to be al-ibadah ghayatul dhulli ma'a ghayatil hubb, the utmost humble submission along with the utmost love. Shaykh said, I mean, he mentions who defined it this way. He said, as was said by Ibn al-Qayyim in An-Nuniyah, his famous poem, An-Nuniyah. وَعِبَادَةُ الرَّحْمَانِ غَايَةُ حُبِّهِ مَعَ ذُلِّ عَابِدِهِ هُمَا قُطْبَانِ هُمَا قُطْبَانِ The line of poetry with the explanation, and worship of the Most Merciful One is to have the utmost love of Him, along with humble submission of His servant. They are the two pivots. So therefore he defined it as being, having the utmost love along with the utmost humility, or along with the utmost humble submission. So that's the first definition. Then he mentioned, and from them are those who say, al-ibadatu hiya ma umira bihi shar'an min ghayri itradin urfi wal iqtida'in aqli. And from them are those who say, it means worship is that which is commanded in the revealed legislation, not on account of its being something conforming to custom, nor something necessitated by the intellect. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, because worship, ibadah, is tawqifiyya. It can only be affirmed with text. It is not established through the intellect, nor through customs. Rather, it is only established through the legislation. And this is a correct definition. However, the fully comprehensive definition, you know, the two definitions that have just preceded, they're correct. He said, however, the fully comprehensive definition, which is exclusive of that which is not from worship. So he said, however, the fully comprehensive and exclusive definition is that which Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah defined it with in his saying, al-ibadatu ismun jami'un li kulli ma yuhibbuhu Allah min al-aqwali wal-a'mali adh-dhahirati wal-batina. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah defined ibadah, worship, to be, he said, worship is a comprehensive term covering everything which Allah loves, from sayings and actions, the outward and the inward. Shaykh Fawzan said, this is the comprehensive, exclusive definition, and it is that worship is a noun covering everything which Allah has commanded. Shaykh Fawzan said, so doing whatever Allah has commanded in obedience to Allah, and leaving whatever Allah has forbidden in obedience to Allah, this is ibadah, this is worship. And its types cannot be enumerated. Its types are so many that they cannot be counted, enumerated. Its types are many. Everything which Allah has commanded is ibadah, is worship. And every case of leaving something which Allah has forbidden in obedience to Allah is worship. And its types cannot be enumerated. Its types are many. Everything which Allah has commanded is ibadah, is worship. And everything which Allah has forbidden, then leaving it is, leaving that thing is worship. Whether it is something outward upon the limbs or something inward in the hearts, it is worship. Because worship can be upon the tongue, and it can be within the heart, and it can be upon the limbs. Then the Shaykh gives examples of each of these. He said, it can be upon the tongue, such as at tasbih, saying subhanallah, and remembrance, at dhikr, remembrance of Allah, and at tahleel, saying la ilaha illallah, and stating the two declarations of faith. All the legislated statements of the tongue from the remembrance of Allah are ibadah, are worship. And likewise, everything which is within the heart, from that which draws a person closer to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, then it is ibadah, it is worship, such as al-khawf, fear, and ar-raja, hope, and al-khashya, awe, and ar-raghba, fervent desire, and ar-rahba, dread, and at-tawakkul, trust and reliance, and al-inaba, turning repentantly, and al-isti'ana, seeking aid. All of these are actions of the heart. Turning for refuge to Allah with the heart, and having khashya, having awe of Allah and fearing Him, and having fervent desire for Him, and loving Him, having mahabba, having love of Him, He the Perfect, and al-ikhlas lahu, making one's actions purely and sincerely for Him, and al-niyatu sadiqa, and having intention which is true and sincere for Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Everything in the hearts from these types is ibadah, is worship. And likewise, worship can be upon the limbs, such as the ruku, the bowing in the prayer, and the sujood, prostration, and jihad in Allah's cause, and striving jihad with one's person, and al-hijrah, migration. All of these are acts of worship of the body. And fasting, as-siyam, fasting, is an act of worship of the body. It is apparent upon the limbs. So therefore, worship can be upon the tongue, and in the heart, and upon the limbs. Then the Sheikh said, he gives another way to break it down. He said, then ibadah, worship, is divided into ibadah badaniya, acts of worship performed bodily, and ibadah maliya, acts of worship performed through the giving of wealth. And acts of worship which you actually perform, which you do with your body, and acts of worship which you perform by giving wealth. Then he explains these two. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Al-ibadat al-badaniya, bodily acts of worship. They are the three types which we have said. They can be upon the tongue, and upon the limbs, and in the heart. And it can be, worship can be maliya, acts of worship performed through the giving of wealth, such as giving the zakat, and such as spending in Allah's cause. And it is spending in jihad. Allah the Most High said, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ Surah Tawbah, the 9th Surah, Ayah 20. وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ Surah Tawbah, the 9th Surah, Ayah 20, with the description of the believers, that they strive in Allah's cause with their wealth and their persons. They fight jihad and they strive in Allah's cause with their wealth and their persons. Sheikh Fawzan said, he placed wealth before the persons. I mean, they're striving with their wealth. He mentioned that before. They're striving with their actual selves, bodily. He said, wealth, he gave precedence to the wealth over the persons. So jihad by means of wealth is ibadatun maliyah, is an act of worship through involving the giving of wealth. And Hajj, the pilgrimage, is composed of an act of worship involving the body and an act of worship involving giving of wealth. So carrying out the rites, the manasik, carrying out the rites, the tawaf and the sa'i, and the Rami ul-Jimar, they're casting pebbles in the place of casting pebbles. And standing in Arafah, and spending the night in Muzdalifah, these are ibadah badaniya. These are acts of worship involving the body. And as for the spending on your Hajj, then it is ibadatun maliyah, an act of worship involving giving wealth. Because Hajj requires spending. Walhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad.